Dr. Abdel Fattah Moussa, the officials of the United States and France reportedly met the interim leader of Guinea to press upon him to return the country to constitutional rule. What is ECOWAS' position on that?
ECOWAS has always maintained, you know, a position. You know, Guinea has been under ECOWAS sanctions since the coup d'etat of December, you know, last year. So, you know, last 2 years, virtually. So, our position has been to accompany the people of Guinea, including the CNDD itself, as it moves rapidly to the restoration of a constitutional rule in the country. So that has been the very position of ECOWAS from the onset, and that is what ECOWAS has been pressing all along at the last group of the International Contact Group on Guinea. That was actually the refrain of the meeting, that regardless of the situation now, and while wishing Captain Dadis Camara a speedy recovery, we do not want, you know, his predicament, his situation now, to delay the transition to constitutional rule. Because there is CNDD, and if it is a, you know, regime, there is somebody who is asking for him. So all we have been fighting for all along is exactly what the U.S. and the European, you know, Union have asked, Sekouba to do. That is, move rapidly towards the establishment of the transitional authority, which will then work towards the restoration of constitutional rule in Guinea, because the people of Guinea have suffered enough.
What other steps is ECOWAS taking to ensure that at least the moderate in the military negotiating with the other opposition groups could come up with a solution of returning the country to democracy?
Yes. You know, there have been a slight delay in the peace process that is being facilitated by President Blaise Compaoré of Burkina Faso. But we have already made the first steps towards that. Proposals have been put forward by the president, and then the two sides have sent counter proposals, which are being studied, and the president is putting forward a new proposal for the establishment of the transitional authority. So that is actually going on. But we are also aware that the CNDD is not monolithic. In fact, the shootout within the CNDD itself tells you that. It's self-explanatory. So we know that there are the hawks and then there are the tufts within it, the moderates and then the hardliners. All we are saying is that, unlikely for the international community, the people assuming, you know, the interim leadership of the CNDD are predisposed towards rapid restoration of constitutional rule. And I think they deserve all the support that the international community can give to them so that they can champion that cause. And also to tell the hardliners within the country, you know, that as examples in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and other places have shown, they will never win. You know, so if they hold out in the, you know, realm of, you know, unconstitutionality in that country, they will lose in the final analysis. They will be the losers. But we don't want the people of Guinea who have suffered enough to continue suffering. So our appeal to them is to join the voices of reason, you know, so that the transitional structures can be put in place that will midwife a new constitutional order, and that will give hope and aspiration to the people, so that the international community can actually come to the assistance of the Guinean people, restore the economy, restructure, you know, the major governance institutions in the country, so that Guinea can join the community of democratic states of the world.
What period is the ECOWAS looking at for a constitutional return of Guinea? What is the time frame that ECOWAS is looking at here?
In fact, ECOWAS is very worried of putting precise dates on return to constitutional rule, which, if they are not met, actually kill the momentum of the process. What ECOWAS has always stood for is that we are going to go according to the temple of the processes for restoration of democracy in the country. We know that almost 80 to 90% of the voter registration exercise in the country is complete. We know that the authorities in Guinea want to register the diaspora who they feel should take part in, you know, the electoral process that, you know, that is supposed to, you know, follow the transitional process. So we are following that very closely, and we cannot impose a timeline on the nation's National Electoral Commission, which is responsible for the voters registration. So the elections will be a function of the speed with which the voters register can be quickly put in place, you know, and then we will go. And as I said, we are already 80% there as far as the voters registration is concerned. As soon as possible, in 2010, we hope to have this election. You know, if you ask me, I would think that all the conditions should be united in that country to hold credible elections in the very first half of this year.
When is ECOWAS going to meet the military leaders in Guinea to resolve some of these issues that you've raised?
Yes, listen, ECOWAS has appointed the mediator, and ECOWAS has full confidence in the mediator. So whatever ECOWAS, you know, would want to do, its engagement with the military leaders will be done within the framework of the dialogue that is currently underway under the facilitation of President Compaoré of Burkina Faso. That is number one. Also, you, Peter, you are aware that there is the International Contact Group on Guinea, which is meeting. And in fact, the next meeting is being scheduled now for later this month in Addis, you know, in the margins of the EU meeting in Addis. You know, so we are going to also use that as a forum also to interact with the, you know, the Guinean authorities and then the others, you know, and the other stakeholders, particularly the you know, the civil society, the trade union organizations, and more critically, the political parties, you know, so that we can have a consensual approach, because Guinea does not need a war. We want to forge a consensus as much as we can, you know, so that the transition can be as smooth as possible. And our appeal, you know, to those people who want to maintain the status quo as we have it today is that if they persist on that road, they will be among the losers. And they also know that as history in the region has shown, a time will come when they will be called to answer. So their best bet for, you know, a better future for themselves and for the people of Guinea is to line behind, you know, to line up behind what the international community, ECOWAS, and then the others have decided is the best option for Guinea. So far, we've never had any other better option as an outcome of crisis other than through the democratic process and the restoration of constitutional rule. We had it in Sierra Leone, we had it in Liberia, in Guinea-Bissau, in Cote d'Ivoire we are having it, and Guinea is no exception. So that is the only route available today. And the sooner the so-called hardliners within the CNDD came to that realization, the better it will be for them and for the community, the Guinean community as a whole.